What are you reading, homie?
The bridge column.
I hate columnists. Why do I have all these columnists? We reek of opinions. And you know what every columnist at this paper needs to do is to shut up.
It's time for the news that matters to the Zay.
And now...
Now that's the kind of sports print journalism that I find utterly and totally obnoxious.
This is the Daily Zay.
Right downtown and print it.
Here he is, the Zay.
And the Zabe brought to you by Mental Bright. Sharpen your brain. Ride the wave of nootropics. Learn more at mentalbright.com. And order today. Rest assured you've got a 110% money-back satisfaction guarantee. Mentalbright.com. Today, Zabe, an insert of the fine paper.
Let's go to the Garden State, Zabe. That would be New Jersey and read from the Press of Atlantic City.
Okay. We start Dateline, the oldest profession. Prostitution. So let's say, Scott, that you are a prostitute who's 55 years old, oof, and you are only able to advertise on Craigslist, oof,
double oof, yeah,
but you need a hook, and your sister, your sister is famous. Let's just say that your name is Allison A. Carey.
Jim's sister?
And your sister's name is Mariah.
Oh,
man, I guess she doesn't help her financially, huh? Jeez.
Mariah Carey's sister busted for prostitution. Her ad had on it this line in all caps: "It's such a sweet, sweet fantasy, baby.
When I
close my eyes and come and take you on and on." She's JR, son of a bitch. She's
son of a bitch. God, this is pathetic. This is scary, JR. You're damn right it is.
She's using her sister's hit lyrics in her prostitution ad. I can imagine that family dinner, if they ever have another family dinner together.
You think?
Yeah, like, hey, that was really not cool.
Oh, hey, that's what you get. I asked you for money. Now I'm a whore. Huh? See, Mariah? It's your fault.
Right. But it's a hook, at least. It's something to differentiate herself from the other homely-looking 55-year-old prostitutes on Craigslist.
Mariah got the looks in that family.
She sure did.
Yeah. Wow.
And I'm sure a bunch of the talent as well. Dateline, pay these kids. Two Western Michigan football players are in custody after allegedly holding up a female student with an automatic weapon and a knife.
Oh.
Wideout receiver Bryson White and linebacker Ron George were arrested overnight. Broncos coach P.J. Fleck has suspended both players indefinitely. Jay Billis, line six, please. Jay Billis. Line
See,
six.
If they were paid before, they wouldn't have
they
to
wouldn't
rob
have
them.
They wouldn't have to rob
it's,
fellow students.
It's a whole NCAA's fault. See?
Dateline Science. A research study has said that women, Scott, are just as obsessed with boobs as men are.
You love our boobs.
Yeah, they constantly
we
talk
saw
about
your
them.
Boobs.
Sure.
Can I get the "We Saw Your Boobs" song on for this song? Yeah. Why didn't you work that out before the show? I was busy. I was eating toast.
I was prepping for the fantasy league.
Seth MacFarlane.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. One user quoted sexologist Alfred Kind, who reportedly said that the bottom was the primary sexual site of attraction in humans. The fascination with breasts derived from this because the buttocks looked like breasts, providing sexual attraction from the front of the body. The user asked the question, noting that women are not considered as obsessed with the size of penises of men. And the story that I'm looking at in the Daily Mail has lots and lots
of pictures of boobs.
There's Mariah Carey again. See, look at that.
Of boobs.
We saw your boobs. We saw your boobs. In the movie that we saw your boobs. Meryl Streep, we saw your boobs in Silkwood. Naomi Watts in Mulholland Drive. Angelina Jolie, we saw your boobs in Gia. They made us feel excited and alive.
Basically, there's no... I mean, any time a woman with lovely breasts puts them out there and display it, it stops me in my tracks, like it does 99% of most men, whether they want to admit it or not. Scott would be the 1% that would not admit it. No, I don't look at that. In fact, it's really tough when a woman has really lovely breasts and you're trying to maintain eye level so you're not looking, like when you're talking to her, like you look
up
down like
here.
This.
Here.
Yeah.
Well, she's looking at your belly, so look at how fat that
trust
is.
Trust me, it's hard to miss.
Oh, my God.
How fat and disgusting he is. Dateline Olympics. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Simone Biles has lost all of her Olympic pictures. She said somehow the pictures on her phone got deleted.
Pictures on her phone.
Twitter users soon came to the rescue and began sending the Golden Girl their favorite snaps that they had pulled off of social media.
Of her?
From the Olympics of Simone Biles.
I'm sure she can find them on the internets.
NBC quickly arrested these people.
Unless
she shouldn't have been taking pictures of that.
No, unless there are some private snaps.
Bro.
That Ms. Biles cherishes more than others that she did not post to social media. What's weird is that I'm sure a lot of the photos she like really likes, but there's so many professional photos of her.
Yes.
You would think
Getty Images, there's probably 7 million.
Right. Go to Google image search and you'll see it, and it'll be right there. Dateline swimming. Sorry. I haven't hit this myself, because that's what I do. Experienced channel swimmer and father of two dies after getting into difficulties just 1 mile from Calais, having battled tides for 16 hours in a bid to complete the crossing for a second time. Yes, indeed, swimming the English Channel can still kill you. Nick Thomas.
Almost there, Nick. One more mile.
Right.
One more. Come on.
Keep swimming, Nick. You're doing great. Oh, the tides are tough. People swim. People swim for achievement and other reasons that I can't explain, but so be it. Rest in peace, my friend.